Exposing free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Wednesday, November the 14th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a detailed look at the fires in California. We're going to take a look at how the fire started, because now we have some things that are being put out, very similar to what we saw before we had the massive rash of fires in California. Eventually, they started putting out, even though it started in over 100 places almost simultaneously, they put out a story that said that, well, we had electrical power grid issues in three different places. So we're going to take a look. First of all, how did they start? Was it natural? Was it arson? Was it an electrical fire? Was it maybe something like directed energy weapons? We're going to take a look at that with our guest today. We're also going to take a look at what happens after a fire starts. You know, it's kind of like when you get a disease, isn't it? If you've got a poor immune system, you know, we're constantly being exposed to bacteria, just like the natural forests are constantly being exposed to small fires. Now, if they're healthy, they can take care of that. And yet, if they aren't, let's say that they're dry. Why would they be dry? Well, you know, I'd have a natural drought. The California government is saying it's man-made global warming. That's what it is. It's always man-made global warming. And it might be that it's geoengineering. We're going to take a look at that. Then, how do you treat it? You know, once you get sick, your immune system is taken down for some reason. You know, like in this case, its immune system is very dry, so it's very susceptible to this kind of input. How do you treat it? And what we have seen and what President Trump was responding to that got the people in California so angry, Maxine Waters said, shut your mouth. Well, you just keep your mind shut, Maxine. You don't ever, you open your mouth, but your mind is completely shut. You don't really understand what's going on. We're going to take a look at how the federal bureaucracy, in terms of forest mismanagement, has also poured extra fuel on the fire. Literally, extra fuel on the fire. I've talked about this before. I've talked about how my uncle explained this to me decades ago as a forestry professor, how they were changing from a conservation mindset to an environmentalist mindset. Leave it all alone. Leave it natural. Leave all the dead wood in the forest. So that is essentially throwing extra fuel on the fire. And then we're going to talk about the treatment itself. As Maxine Waters is out there criticizing President Trump, we're going to go back and look at what Barack Obama tried to do as he was arming all of the small communities with MRAP vehicles and trying to militarize them to the nth degree. He was also cutting off a decades-old program that gave military surplus equipment to rural fire departments, who are typically on the front line of these rural fires and have very limited financial resources. And so they cut that off all of a sudden. Everybody said, what is going on with that? They got that reversed very quickly. People said, this is going to cost a lot of lives. So there's a lot of different issues. How did they start? What is it that makes the forest sick and dry? What are we doing to throw extra fuel on the fire because of bureaucratic policies? And what kind of idiotic treatment are we using? So we're going to take a look at all that. We're also going to take a look at Amazon.com. They got away with an amazing con. It's absolutely unbelievable what these guys, at the very least, what they were able to squeeze out of New York and Washington, D.C., is a 40% return on investment. They said, we promised to invest $5 billion, and then they're going to get $2 billion kicked in for that. It's pretty amazing that in New York, the worst jurisdiction for small businesses, they could have done an across-the-board 29% reduction of business taxes. Instead, they chose to help one company, the world's richest man. Yeah, that is crony capitalism writ large. So we're going to take a look at that. It is such a bad deal, even Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez understands it. Of course, you know, she likes to steal for other reasons. So, wait a minute. This is the wrong person stealing. I should be the one stealing and handing it out as a goodies. You're handing it out, you know, to my voters. You're handing it out to one guy. We're going to take a look at why would they go to Washington, D.C. of all places. Yeah, why indeed. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Wednesday, November 14, 2018. As I said, I've got a guest coming up later in the show. A couple of guests, actually. We're going to talk about medical kidnapping by CPS. That'll be in the second hour. In the third hour, we have Richard Sachs, who will be joining us at Lost Arts Radio. He's going to be talking about the California fires. What are some of the possible causes? What are some of the things that may have essentially killed the immune system of the forest, if you want to think about it that way? We'll also talk about bureaucratic failures that have exacerbated the situation, poured fuel on the fire, and have withheld treatment, essentially, by withholding equipment. We'll talk about all that coming up in the third hour. I want to begin by taking a look at this amazing Amazon.com deal. And I think we ought to call it the amazing con of Amazon. Wall Street Journal says they got a great deal here. They're going to invest $5 billion and they're going to get back over $2 billion in incentives. Now, think about that. That's a 40% return on investment. That's a pretty good deal, isn't it? Pretty good deal. Now, it's not what Amazon is really aiming for. They're aiming for something much higher. And I'm going to explain to you why they chose New York and Washington, D.C. area. They had offers on the table that were for far more money, but they're going there for a reason. And we'll explain that to you. They're going to invest $5 billion. They said they're going to create more than 50,000 jobs across the two new headquarter locations. More than 25,000 employees each in New York and in Arlington, Virginia. The headquarters in New York will be located in the Queens neighborhood, right there with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and she's very upset about this. Normally, she likes to hand out the welfare checks herself. We'll talk about it. Yeah, the difference between crony capitalism and socialism is one of emphasis. She's right on this particular one, but for the wrong reasons. But nevertheless, let's take a look at the deal itself. I like the recent headline better. Amazon snags $2 billion in bribes and tax credits. That pretty much sums it up. That really is what happened, folks. New York State's pledge of $1.52 billion for 25,000 jobs works out to more than $60,000 in taxpayer support per new job created. $60,000 per new job. But Amazon appears to have selected New York and the D.C. area based on more than just how many zeros local officials agreed to put on the giant cardboard check, says Reason. New Jersey, for example, offered Amazon $5 billion and another $2 billion from Newark. So in just New Jersey, they could have gotten $7 billion. $7 billion instead of two. It's a big difference. But, you know, hey, he's looking long term. Jeff Bezos always plans long-term. There is a lot more money to be had from political influence and corruption. That's why he bought the Washington Post. I mean, nobody in any of these articles is talking about how he got the Washington Post for essentially nothing. Based on the kind of money that Jeff Bezos has been just making personally in Amazon stock this last year, before corrections in October, but going up to October, he would have had to work like you and I. Let's just imagine that you and I took everything that we made in 30 hours, 3/4 of a week, 1 week, we take our wages for 30 hours and we're able to buy the Washington Post. That is the situation with Jeff Bezos. It was chump change, but yet look at the influence and the power that he has with the Washington Post. I mean, it's the ultimate leverage play, the ultimate leverage play. And I think this is going to be something else like this. Why else would he leave $5 billion in just one location sitting on the table? I mean, he could have, he got $2 billion subsidy combined from New York and Virginia. He could have gotten $7 billion from New Jersey alone for just one of these locations. Oh, no, he wants to be in Washington and New York. That's very important, to be in those two power centers. And, of course, New York, I'm sure he'll be able to get more from these people. New York was the place that set up Hamdi Ulukaya, the Kurd who came here, not an American citizen. They not only put him on the Federal Reserve Board, the New York Fed, that makes all the policy. But Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand and other friends helped him to get a factory at a discount price. It's like, hey, look, we got a factory over here that nobody's using. We can cut you a deal on that. It's a sweetheart deal, $800,000, and we'll give you the money for that. How about that? And he begins Chobani Yogurt. And then they move it along a little bit further. Clinton and the others, Michelle Obama, they arrange the lunch schedule and make sure that they're going to have healthy lunches at all the schools in the United States. And, of course, that's all being centrally planned from Washington. And if they can define what the school lunches are, and if they tell everybody that they got to buy your Greek yogurt because it's healthy, supposedly, forget all the sugar they put in there, but if you can get them to make your product the thing that everybody's got to buy, is kind of like Obamacare. It's Obamacare for yogurt. That's what it was. And that's the kind of thing that Jeff Bezos is looking at. If he goes into D.C., what is the big play coming up, folks? He's going to need somebody that's going to grease the rails for him when it comes to robotic delivery, whether that is self-driving cars or whether it is drone delivery. You know, that's going to be a very dangerous thing, and not just anybody should be allowed to do that. We have to have a responsible businessman like Jeff Bezos. He could do it the right way. You and I couldn't do it the right way, right? Because we'd be undercapitalized, as Hillary Clinton said. I remember when she was pushing her version of socialized health care down everybody's throat right after Bill got elected. She decided that it was her duty. I look at all these articles about how Melania Trump is saying, I don't like this person. I think, they insulted me. They did this or that. I don't like them personally. I want them off of the staff. I think they're leaking or something. And I hear these media analysts saying, this is absolutely unprecedented. I have never seen anything like this. Maybe you don't remember when the first lady decided that she was going to rewrite our entire healthcare system as soon as her husband became president. And one of the things that she said to people like me who had a small business, if you can't afford the plan that I'm putting in here, not my problem. I can't be responsible for the failure of all you undercapitalized businesses. They're not interested in undercapitalized businesses. They want the big businesses who can kick back some money to them. And so that's really what is on the table here. So New Jersey offered them $7 billion. Maryland offered them $8.5 billion, even more money. They said, no. We're interested in just $2 billion from New York and D.C. For that amount of spending in New York that they gave to them in New York alone. For that amount of spending, they said the average state, not just New York, the average state could cut its corporate income tax for all businesses by 29%. But see, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who hates the fact that Amazon got this kind of subsidy, would hate the fact that they would cut taxes for businesses. Oh, that'd be awful. No. She wouldn't support that either. Wouldn't support that. Even though she had demanded that once upon a time before she reinvented herself as a identity politics socialist. And as Reason Magazine says, that's exactly the sort of thing that New York, which is home to the nation's worst business tax climate, could have used. But instead of helping businesses from the Bronx to Buffalo to be more competitive, New York taxpayers will help a wildly successful company and subsidize them in Long Island. This is what we do with the NFL billionaires. We give them billions of dollars in stadium funds that they demand, or they will take their team of millionaires elsewhere. And it's absolutely amazing when you look at this. Oh, it'll be paid for by additional taxes on hotels. No. Especially when you look at some of these smaller sports. And, of course, NFL is getting smaller every week. But when we look at some of these other sports, like the baseball team franchises that they're subsidizing in Seattle, they would have to have more than the number total number of people that go to an average game every game from out of state and staying in hotels for more than $100 in order to even break even on that. We'll have more about the amazing Amazon Con when we come back. Stay with us.
Whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They know we had like InfoWars store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
As I've said many times, we talk about campaign finance reform. That isn't going to solve the problem. It will make sure that the establishment politicians and the establishment parties get access to free money. They won't have to campaign. It'll make them actually less accountable to people. But, of course, there's another aspect of this, and that is the kickback that you see from these major corporations. There's a reason why they don't cut taxes across the board for all businesses by 30% when they can give all this money to one business, one businessman, Jeff Bezos. And the reason is they're going to get that money back. See, they have so much power in Washington that it doesn't really matter how you fund the campaigns because you're still going to have corruption in the election. There's too much involved. It'll just make it less visible as to who is stealing it. And, of course, we're going to have an update today as to what's going on with the continual voting. The Democrats have not won yet, so voting is continuing in many locations. Make sure if you're a Democrat, you go down and vote. I mean, they shut people down for putting out joke memes. Say, oh, don't forget, Democrats, the election is on Wednesday when they're always on Tuesday. Only low-information Democrats would get that confused. But they had people shut down for that. And you know, the amazing thing, and I haven't talked about this, I'm going to do a special report on this probably sometime this week. I talked about the 10,000 people, 10,000 accounts that were shut down at the demand of the DCCC, the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee. And they went out and they gave this list to Twitter, and Twitter dutifully shut these people down. DCC said, these people are bots or they're racist or whatever. We want them shut down. They said, okay, fine. Now, where did they get that list? There's an organization that pretends to be a research organization at Indiana University. And they are acting as the Southern Poverty Law Center for the DCC. Remember, it used to be the Southern Poverty Law Center that would identify people as hate groups. You know, oh, those Christians over there, the Family Research Council, they believe in marriage between one man and one woman. Therefore, they are a hate group. And because of their pronouncements like that, they had a guy with a gun try to shoot people up at the Family Research Council because they were identified by the Southern Poverty Law Center as a hate group. Anybody that the Southern Poverty Law Center doesn't like, they call them a hate group, they call them terrorists, they call them white supremacists, you name it. Well, now we've got a group that does this, a research group. The guy that runs this thing is a computer research scientist, but he also happens to sit on the Kinsey board for sex and gender research right there in Indiana. And they provide this list. And so they have the beard of, hey, I got a computer printout right here. Got a computer printout right here. Now, back in the day when we had mainframe computers, I'm that old. I missed slide rules, but I did not miss mainframe computers, unfortunately. I wish I had. But we used to all congregate in the areas where they had the punch card machines. Many of you of a certain age will commiserate with this. IBM punch card machines. And they had about a dozen of them. And about a quarter of them were always broken down. They always had a guy there in a white shirt and a tie fixing these things. And you'd go there 24/7. It was open. I would always go the early hours of the morning, because that was when the lines were the least long. They were always long. But we had these whole lines, everybody queued up to worship Deep Thought, this multi-million-dollar giant mainframe computer. And it did all the engineering and science computation for University of South Florida, another college. Also did all the administrative work. Spent a great deal of its time, actually, allocating accounting costs. Every microsecond of computing time, probably a nanosecond, I don't know, but every fraction of a second of computer time, every byte of memory was charged to somebody's department. And we accessed that stupid thing, most of us, unless you were a upper grade level computer science major, you had to access a stupid thing through punch cards. Oh, what a miserable memory that was. My wife used to go down there with me to hang out because it takes so long. But I'm getting down into the weeds here. The bottom line is that you would go through this whole process, and because it was all centralized and it was all hidden, you never saw the mainframe. I don't know where the thing was. I never saw a deep thought. I don't know if it had these spinning these spinning tapes like you would always see computers, spinning tape drives like you'd always see computers represented in the 1960s, or if it had the flashing lights, which they never had. You know, they don't have flashing lights, just like bombs don't have the countdown timers, the alarm clocks, like we pointed out with the CNN hoax bombs. Nevertheless, I don't know what this thing looked like. It was deep thought. It was hidden from us in the deep bowels of the subterranean infrastructure there. But we all waited on this thing, and it had kind of this aura, this mystery. So when you got a printout after this long, laborious process from this multi-million dollar computer, it had a lot of clout. I got this printout here. And then as you get a little bit more sophisticated, you realize as you're programming this thing and you see some of your printouts because you got your model wrong or your data was wrong or whatever, you realize, you know, garbage in, garbage out. Well, these people who are sitting there now as the arbiters of who is fake and who isn't, who is a robot and who isn't. I mean, you go to their website and you can see a cloud. The cloud words, you know how they do that. They take a look at what is most frequently being talked about on the internet. And so you see Trump, you see recount, you see Florida, Georgia, steal the vote and all this kind of stuff. All this stuff is showing. That's what people were talking about this last weekend. Oh, that's all fake, according to them. That's fake. That's Russian stuff. That's Russians talking about those elections in Florida and Georgia. That's not Americans talking about that. That's Russian bots. And we know that. Because these people in Indiana have a computer model that tells us that. Just like they got a computer model that tells us we got man-made global warming. We know it. It's done. We got some authorities. We got some guys with degrees, including a Kinsey sex research thing. And it's a kind of mental, well, I'm not going to use that word on the air, but you know what I mean. And we're all going to worship this printout. And that's the way they shut things down. That's what the Democrats did. Shut down 10,000 accounts. You know, when this story first hit and they first announced that they were going to use this organization to identify bots, they said, RT reported first. They said, they've already shut down 10 accounts. And that was back in August, right after they shut us down on social media. And within 2 months, they had shut down 10,000. And they said, we think there's at least 80 or 90,000 accounts still out there. They've only got about 10% of what they're going to do. And there's no limit to it because it's going to be done by Democrats. And all of these guys are Democrats. They actually named their Twitter site Truthy. It's got Truthy in the title. Stephen Colbert, 2005, his first program. He came up with the Truthiness stuff. These guys eat up every word of that court jester of the Democrat Party. So, yeah, I didn't get back to Amazon. I'm going to finish up with Amazon. We'll talk about what's going on with the national healthcare system in the UK, and we'll talk about what's going on with Brexit, and not the EU, but let's rename it. Let's call it the EE, the European Empire, because that's what it's now become, the EE. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know, and your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products. And we're announcing a mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super male and super female vitality. These incredibly high-quality cold-pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Brain Force Plus, now available, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We have Amazon and the amazing con that it pulled off. I mean, it's enough that they get a 40% return on their investment. They just had $2 billion handed to them. Gee, I would like for somebody to help me start a business with $2 billion. Would that be nice? Would you like to have that help? I mean, we do that all the time to billionaires who want to start up NFL teams, football teams, baseball teams, hockey teams, basketball teams. It doesn't matter what kind of a team it is. It's just great because, you know, we can all get our, we can all buy our licensed merchandise from them and wear it everywhere we go. We can watch the millionaires play. I don't know what you get for Amazon. I mean, you're going to watch people pack boxes or something? They talk about special training. Are they going to teach them how to urinate in a bottle because they don't have enough time to go to the one or two bathrooms that they got remotely posted out there? No, they're going to have a different kind of headquarters. This is not going to be shipping areas. But that's the way that they treat their other employees, so they can pay these employees a little bit more. But, of course, the state governments in New York, they're going to be subsidizing these jobs. $60,000 subsidy per job. But it's important to be close to the political seat of power. You know, they may not have their workers too close to a restroom, but they want to be close to that political seat. They want to be close to the swamp. And that's why they passed up $7 billion from New Jersey, $8.5 billion from Maryland alone. I mean, if they would have gone those two locations, right, that would have been about $16 billion. Instead, they settled for $2 billion because they wanted to be in New York and D.C. And as I point out on Reason, they say, you know, they could do business from anywhere, couldn't they? I mean, that's the nature of Amazon's business. It's mail order. They could be anywhere. What is it going to do to impact the D.C. area, asked The Hill. Well, it's going to increase house prices there for the people who live there. Yeah, that's a given. But it's also going to make sure that they've got a bigger political footprint. That's what this is all about. And as The Hill points out, Amazon was slow to enter the K Street swamp. That K Street, that's where the lobbyists are. But once they did, the company's Washington footprint has expanded dramatically. I mean, just with the Washington Post, as many people call it, Jeff Bezos' political blog. It wields a tremendous amount of power. I mean, you don't even have to bribe them with money anymore. You can just come in and you can offer them the carrot or the stick. You can say, we can write good articles about you, or we can write bad articles about you in the Washington Post. So you might want to give us a delivery monopoly here, or a duopoly, or, you know, we're one of three. How about that? One of three. And you don't let anybody else compete with us because, you know, we can't have drones being flown around by everybody. They've already said that. You can't have everybody doing door-to-door package delivery. I mean, Amazon's been getting massive subsidies from the U.S. Post Office on every package that they put out. But that's going to end before too much longer because they're going to have their own delivery system. And that'll work for them because just like the Post Office, they will be given a monopoly on delivery, effectively, by regulation. They'll put so many regulations on everybody else that nobody else other than a company the size of Amazon will be able to compete. That's the reason why the big businesses get involved with politics. And that's one of the reasons why we have so many regulations. The guys who are already established, and this is true even of medium-sized businesses. You've got restaurants in a particular area. They'll go to the local regulators and they'll say, you know, we got to make sure these fly-by-night operators aren't out there because they could be putting out food. People could get sick at restaurants, and that would hurt all of our businesses. So we're responsible. We want to do the right thing, and we want you to ramp up the inspectors, especially for these guys who are just starting up. You got to make sure they've got all new equipment and everything else and so forth, all these other regulations. You have Uber and Lyft. They get a pass. It used to be that the taxi companies paid a lot of money to get those medallions. And they were taxed very heavily in areas like Washington, D.C. They've got their own inspector police forces that go around with a white glove and look at these taxis, make all kinds of regulations about how old the vehicles are and what kind of service they have to have. But if you are Uber and Lyft, you get by without doing any of that stuff. That's why they got thrown out of Austin here and some other locations, because when they said, you know, we've had some situations where you've hired some people, they get them in their car, and then they sexually molest them or rape them or do other things because you didn't vet them properly. You're going to have to give us their background information, and you're going to have to be responsible for this. We're going to require that you vet them like taxi drivers are vetted, at least to that level. They said, no, we're not going to do that. We're not a taxi company. We are a ride-sharing company, so we don't get any regulations. The regulations are for our competitors. You can charge them $500,000 a year or whatever, you know, for a taxi medallion, but you don't charge us anything because we're not a taxi company. It used to be that the taxi companies demanded some of those regulations that they now complain about because they wanted to keep the jitney taxi companies, the small entrepreneurs that were operating in the black neighborhoods and the poor neighborhoods, because the regular taxi companies wouldn't go in there. They said, I don't want to go in there. It's too dangerous. We might get robbed or whatever. So they would just redline those districts. They were not going to go in there. And so you had people that were there say, well, I got a car. My neighbor wants some rides. The guy down there wants rides. I think I could start a taxi company. So they just had these impromptu taxi companies. So they demanded that the government come in and shut down those jitney taxis. Now the same thing is being done to them by the people who have more political clout. And that's what Amazon is going to do with their delivery service. Going on, as The Hill is talking about this, they said when the Seattle City Council, for example, passed a new tax on major employers earlier this year, one that would have added millions to Amazon's tax bill, the company leveraged its growing political power to engineer a reversal at shocking speed. Amazon threatened to reduce its economic footprint in Seattle. They threatened to move thousands of jobs to other areas. The city reversed itself in less than a month, an embarrassing blow to liberal Seattle leaders who haven't shied away from putting higher taxes on individuals and small businesses. But you don't put those higher taxes on Amazon. No, sir. You give them subsidies. You could cut the taxes of businesses, small businesses, medium-sized, all businesses, by 30%. But no, we're not going to do that. We're going to give that money to Amazon, to Jeff Bezos. And they have spent more than $44 million lobbying Congress over the last 4 years. They have doubled the number of lobbyists that they employ. That's why they're going to D.C. That's why he bought Washington Post. And you have to understand, they have major contracts. It's not just Amazon. Bezos has major contracts, major data contracts. I mean, he's also got the space rocket thing. It's Blue Origin. He's also got Blue Origin. But he also has these data services. He is supplying all the data services for the CIA and the NSA. Put everything right there so it's easy to hack. You know, everybody can get in there and hack it. He's also working on a big contract. Everybody said it looks like it was designed specifically for Amazon. It is a consolidation of all of the Pentagon data services. And if he gets that contract, that's going to be $10 billion. So when you look at what they're doing with Amazon cloud services, when you look at what they're doing with Blue Origin rocket services, how they're working with the military, the Pentagon, how they want to be able to deliver with Amazon. I mean, he's got a lot of reasons to be in D.C. He's going to carve out a lot of special favors there. And then there's the major tax breaks. As the Hill points out, taxpayer-funded corporate subsidies in exchange for big numbers of jobs are great for politicians seeking headlines, but they don't deliver. And they give some examples. Washington State passed several billion-dollar subsidy packages to entice Boeing to keep jobs in the Puget Sound region. But Boeing has consistently delivered fewer jobs than they promised. Nevada gave Tesla more than $1 billion in subsidies for the Gigafactory outside of Reno, but the factory has attracted less economic activity than the projections suggested. Wisconsin legislators passed $4 billion in subsidies for the Taiwanese manufacturer Foxconn, but now the company is not going to add as many jobs. They're going to have a smaller factory. As one expert told The Hill, Foxconn is a great deal for Foxconn. It is an absolutely terrible deal for Wisconsin. So Wisconsin got Foxconn. The New York and the D.C. taxpayers got AmazonCon. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
That is, when you look at the two locations, this headline here from BuzzFeed, New York City's infrastructure is crumbling, but it just agreed to help Amazon build a helipad. Oh, yeah, New York City is going to a helipad and a handbasket, aren't they? Virginia, where anybody who lives on the East Coast knows that you got to avoid Washington, D.C. at all costs. You do not want to drive through there. It always tops the list of the worst traffic jams in the world. Drivers spend 63 hours on average last year in congestion during peak hours. Nevertheless, when they went through with this headquarters deal to put Amazon there, they said, well, we have significant unused public and private transportation capacity during peak travel periods. They said, whoever believes that must be on LSD or something. I mean, that is absolutely insane, but they will make any kind of lie, any kind of prevarication. We know what's going on. Again, you can ignore the infrastructure of those two areas. You can ignore the fact that they passed on $16 billion of subsidies. $16 billion was what was being offered by Maryland and New Jersey combined with New York and Washington. They get $2 billion. So they passed on $14 billion. Yeah, that's chump change for somebody like Jeff Bezos, isn't it? Especially when your real objective is to get leverage in Washington, D.C. and New York. And so, yeah, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez understands what's going on to some degree. I mean, she opposes this, but for all the wrong reasons. She can't tell the difference between giving a tax cut to a small business and giving a tax cut to or giving a subsidy to the world's richest man. That's Ocasio-Cortez. Yeah, she opposes it. It's going right there in her district, Queens. I know she's going to come along on all of this. She did a tweet about how difficult it was to live in Washington. It's so hard to afford an apartment there and so forth. I said, give her time. Once she finds some sugar daddies, some corporations, some businesses that are going to kick back some money to her, she just has to get her constituency together. And she's got the entire world to choose from. doesn't even have to be an American. It could be a Chinese guy to subsidize. You know, ask the Clintons how they did it. She's going to come along. She'll be just fine. She's going to love that whole system. It's cut out just for somebody like her. All right, we're going to talk about what's going on with the European Empire. It's no longer the European Union, quite frankly, folks. Let's just call it what it is. The French say they want a European Empire. They want a standing army. Merkel has come in and said, yeah, we love that. And Nigel Farage has taken on Angela Merkel. I'm going to play for you what Nigel Farage had to say. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the specials that we got at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a blowout special on Silver Bullet. That is our colloidal silver, 67% off. That is for internal use, 67% off Silver Bullet, along with free shipping. We also have 57% off Super Male Vitality. We have 50% off of Brain Force Plus and Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine. And again, free shipping store-wide right now. Big discounts. Another big discount. $123 off the Alexa Pure Pro Gravity Feed Water Filter. That's the really big one. Typically $250. You can now get it for $127. That's a savings of $123. Again, free shipping store-wide in addition to that. That is something that's going to allow you to proactively make sure that your water is clean. Don't trust the government to even provide you with clean water. We learned that lesson here in Austin. People learned it, sadly, in Flint, Michigan, the lead that was in the water. Make sure that you remove toxins, bacteria, impurities. You can do it without any power. It's gravity feed, and you can get that now at $123 savings. The Alexa Pure Pro water filter at InfoWarsStore.com. One final special I'll tell you, and that is the one for the listeners of this program. You can save $10 off of the new InfoWars Hexagon Polo shirt. Just use the code REALNEWS at checkout, and you can save $10 off that golf shirt with the new InfoWars Hexagon logo at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's take a look at what's going on with Brexit and the European Union. You know, it's kind of interesting. Going back almost a year, December 12th, 2017, Simon Griffin wrote this story, 10 conspiracy theories surrounding Brexit. See, if you don't have an argument for somebody, you call them, or what they're saying, fake news or a conspiracy theory, and you're done. If you want to do an ad hominem attack, you don't even have to know anything about the person, except that you don't like them or that they're on the other political side of the spectrum. And you just call them racist, sexist, homophobe, Islamophobe, whatever. You know, you're done. That's your NPC attack, your non-playable character attack. You've got a limited vocabulary. You've got four or five pejoratives that you just throw at people, and that's it. You're done. You don't have to even make an argument. You don't even have to get into details in an ad hominem attack. You just throw out those labels, and they do the same thing with this. So let's look at what Simon Griffin said about the 10 conspiracy theories surrounding Brexit. We'll just take a look at a couple of them, because the first one that he talks about, December 2017. Oh, yeah, there's this conspiracy theory out there. They're going to have an European Union superstate. I know that's silly. And now that's all they're talking about. That's all that Merkel and Macron and his finance minister want to talk about. We want an empire. We want a European army. Oh, it's not a super state. And as I said yesterday at InfoWars, we told you that they were hiding it from the public. It was part of the debates. And you had David Cameron out there say, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. There's no European army. The day after the vote, they said, all right. We were lying to you. There is a European army in the plan. And they've been talking about it constantly. And yet, even as late as December of last year, this guy, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. This is going to be a European Union. One of the foremost theories, he writes, surrounding Brexit and the European Union at large is that the EU is gradually shifting toward creating a single European country. Now, who would think that? What kind of an idiot would think that? And then, of course, the other thing was, oh, there's also this conspiracy theory out there that they want to reunite Ireland. Oh. Well, what are the key issues that we're seeing here this week? Maybe some of these conspiracy theories that have come true. The draft accord reached between the EU and Britain that has been discussed in the last day or so. And, of course, Theresa May is going to have her cabinet in. They're going to convene her cabinet this evening. And they're going to decide whether or not she gets thrown out or whether or not they remain in the European Union, essentially, as a vassal state. That's the way Boris Johnson has described it, and he's absolutely right. But they also have some other options. If that doesn't go through, they could keep delaying this, of course, indefinitely. They said they want to make sure they've got this Irish border situation in. But if that doesn't work, they might delay it to December 2020. 2020? I mean, we're talking about more than a year. Year and 2 months. Possibly until the end of 2021. Oh, I'm sure they'll keep it going even longer than that. Two ministerial sources said that there would be a cabinet meeting today, Wednesday, with one pro-European official saying, "We are optimistic." And as the RTE reporter headlines it, he says the EU and UK negotiators have agreed a text on how to avoid a hard border on the island of Ireland, which will form part of the withdrawal agreement. But as Zero Hedge says, with so many stories surrounding the negotiation, don't hold your breath for this headline to be confirmed. Theresa May has said that it will give UK control of its borders, of its laws, and of its money while protecting businesses and jobs. In other words, you're going to get everything. But what are the three issues here? Well, according to The Guardian, the separation agreement, the divorce agreement, is rumored to be 400 to 600 pages long. What a tangled web we weave when at first we practiced to deceive, right? Here's the three major points in this agreement, according to The Guardian. First of all, Britain's financial settlement with the EU to meet agreed-upon commitments. Yeah, it's still going to have to keep paying these people. Then there's going to be the post-Brexit rights of EU citizens in the UK and British citizens in the EU. And finally, the mechanism to prevent a hard border on the island of Ireland. But, of course, it has nothing to do with the politics of Ireland, right? That's just a conspiracy theory. That is the sticking issue. Conservative Brexiteers are aghast at the prospect of Britain potentially being trapped forever in a customs union with the EU, and thereby prevented from striking independent trade deals, like with the United States, for example. Their trade deals, they will still have to depend on the European Union and what kind of deals it puts through. They are appalled at having to continue to accept EU regulations and what Boris Johnson has called becoming a vassal state, and he's exactly right. And then in Northern Ireland, because of this border issue, the Northern Ireland Unionist, on whose votes Theresa May's government relies for its majority, also fear deeper customs arrangements and additional checks on livestock and food crossing the Irish Sea that would breach the party's red lines on identical treatment for Northern Ireland. So, yeah, they're going to try to carve back Northern Ireland into Ireland. They're going to keep control of trade agreements. And the only question is, what is going to happen? What are the people in Britain going to do? We'll have Nigel Farage talking about that and the European Union when we come back. We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities, because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never miss your show any day. Never.
At Infowars.com/show.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them were like little side accounts. They didn't know we had, like, InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As some people have asked, it took 6 months to split Czechoslovakia. Why should it take Brexit 6 years? And again, they're talking about pushing it back. If you can't agree with us and you don't like the fact that they're going to be controlling our trade agreements, that they're going to have some games that they can play with the Irish border and so forth, you don't like any of that stuff, well, we'll wait till 2020, maybe 2022. Who knows? So why would it take 6 years? Well, the difference is the Czechs and the Slovaks could get this done in 6 months because they wanted to separate. They wanted to amicably go their separate ways. And, you know, we've seen this throughout Scandinavia. We've had the different countries of Scandinavia, Norway, Sweden, Denmark. They've all been joined in various ways in the past. They separated. They joined again. Excuse me. Finland. I mean, they've had... those four countries have been connected politically and then disconnected and reconnected and reconfigured and so forth. And they've all done it without having a war. Why can't that be done? Well, you know, you just have different people. People like Emmanuel Macron, who said that this is about power. Yeah, it is about power. You want to have an empire. You want to say we want to be powerful. We want to be a center of power. We want a standing army. That's very dangerous talk. And so you have people in France and the UK saying, we have to unite. We have to come together to fight these forces that are an existential threat to the European Union. We could have a Farage in every country, warns one of these guys, the European Union's Brexit negotiator, Michael Barnier. Said, well, we got to be careful. We could wind up with a Farage in every... Hey, guess what? You've already got a Farage in every country. You've got a Farage in Austria. You got a Farage in the Czech Republic, in Hungary. You've got a Farage in many of these different countries, and you're going to have more of them. You're creating them all the time. In France, you've even got one. You've got Marine Le Pen, Salvini in Italy, and so forth. So, they're going to get a Farage in every country. The question is, Are they going to move forward into this union? And we don't have enough time to play this clip from Nigel Farage. I'll just give you an idea of some of the things that are happening on their border. We have an NGO, a non-governmental organization, you know, these types of things that are funded by George Soros, exposed for teaching migrants how to trick the effing stupid EU border guards. Oh, that sounds kind of familiar. Don't we kind of have that same type of thing happening on our border? Is it because there's some kind of a globalist agenda coming from maybe the UN, a treaty? Yeah, uh-huh. There is a migrant plan that is being pushed by the United Nations. Now, this is a group that helped over 15,000 refugees and migrants to get into Europe. This is reported by RT. They were caught on tape admitting to systematically training asylum seekers to exploit screening interviews by pretending to have trauma and pretending to be persecuted. Ooh, yeah. Well, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? The organization, the executive director of the organization is Ariel Ricker, and the organization is Advocates Abroad. It is a major nonprofit NGO that provides legal aid to immigrants. Remember when we talked about the caravan? They want to call it the caravan. That is the name that the Democrats and the open border advocates have given it. They've called it the caravan, so we must use that name. We can't call it the invading mob. But the invading mob had its own lawyers with them. Remember, I talked about that. I said, isn't this interesting? Here are these people. They're fleeing these dire economic conditions, and yet they have lawyers with them. First thing there is provided for them by the NGOs. And so this lawyer, this is a video that was released by Laura Southern. It's going to be part of a documentary film called Borderless. It's kind of interesting. They claim that they helped 15,000 people get into Greece and 2,500 more outside of Greece. Now, of course, Greece, like Italy, is struggling under financial burdens and looking at penalties coming from the EU. Yet they flood these two countries with migrants. Does that tell you something as well about the intentions of the globalists?
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to be talking at the bottom of the hour, this hour, to Terry LaPointe. And she's going to be talking to us about medical kidnapping. And I want to, before we get to that, I want to talk a little bit about some health news. But I want to finish up with what's going on in the EU. I want to play for you a clip of Nigel Farage taking on Angela Merkel, because she has come out and said, backed up Macron. She said, we should also work on the vision of one day creating a genuine European army, said Merkel. The times in which we could unconditionally rely on others are over. Oh, yeah, you can't rely on NATO, right? Well, you can always rely on NATO to pay your defense bills, right? You didn't contribute to NATO, even the piddling 2% that you agreed to contribute. And now they say, well, you know, we've got to have something else. And so she goes on to say, we know that most challenges and threats of today can no longer be solved by one nation alone, but only if we act together. I thought that was what NATO was about, right? I mean, they're still saying they're threatened by Russia. I mean, Russia is threatening everybody about everything. They're overthrowing the elections. Every time one of these globalists lose, it's not because people don't like their policies. It's because those Russians meddled in their elections. Yeah, right. She said, we have to stand up for this. This kind of collaboration is what we need. She said, "But and so you would say, and yet you don't want to use NATO that's been there, set up for that purpose, purportedly? You don't want to even contribute the 2% of your GDP that's required to that, that you agreed to do? You don't even want to contribute that?" She goes on to say, and this is what she really wants. She doesn't want NATO. She wants the UN. She said, close international cooperation on the basis of shared values enshrined in UN charters. That's the issue. It's the globalism, stupid. Yeah, let's talk about that. Let's, first of all, play what Nigel Farage had to say about Merkel throwing down for the European Standing Army. Here's Nigel Farage.
Well, Mrs. Merkel, many of my Eurosceptic colleagues have been booing you this morning, but they shouldn't be in a way, because the British should be cheering you. Without you, we'd never have made it over the line with Brexit, and I want to thank you very much for that. And, of course, many of these Eurosceptic groups on the right, the centre, and the left will come back here after the next European elections in huge numbers, directly as a result of your immigration and asylum policy. Your weakened cope led to a huge migrant tide, indeed a stampede, that came across the Mediterranean. Young men coming from very different cultures who were not going to integrate. Young men, none of whom would have qualified as being genuine refugees. And I think in many ways, we looked at it in the referendum and we said, we don't want to be part of an increasingly German-dominated European Union, and we certainly don't want to pay the price for Mrs. Merkel's errors. And I believe, having heard you today, and listening to senior French politicians over the last couple of days, that for us, leaving the European Union is now indeed a liberation. It's a European Union that we're told is now to become an empire, a militarised European Union, an undemocratic European Union, a European Union that seeks to continually expand to the east, a European Union that has launched a new Cold War against the United States of America. A European Union that tries to rewrite history. And I think 100 years on from the armistice, we should be genuinely worried. The idea that this new militarized union is somehow a recipe for peace, I suggest you all sit back and think a little bit more carefully. Maybe you should all reread history. The European project was set up to stop German domination. What you've seen today is a naked takeover bid. So I think Brexit becomes a necessity after this. And for the rest of the countries, Mrs. Merkel, you've had a long, successful career. But your political decision to open up the doors unconditionally is the worst decision we've seen in post-war politics in Europe. Is it not time for you at last to admit that you were wrong? Is it not time for you to say to German communities and many others, I'm sorry for what I've done to you and the problems I've inflicted upon you for many decades to come?
Hooray! Nigel Farage, my favorite statesman, and I say statesman, not politician. You know, he talked about how this the European Union is anti-democratic. It was Nigel Farage who first took them to task. And you remember how he came after Jean-Claude Juncker, I think it was, or one of those bureaucrats. He said, you have the demeanor of a third-rate bank clerk. Who are you to go to the seat of democracy, Greece, and to depose their government and to put in your own technocratic managers, a country that they're flooding? And that they are not only flooding with immigrants, but they are flooding with debt, just like they're doing to Italy, threatening both of them with fines if they don't reduce their spending, and yet putting refugees into those countries, these organizations. So what are the UN values that Angela Merkel wants? Well, here's one of them, as the New American points out. The UN committee proclaims that the right to life means a right to abortion. That's coming from the UN. UN values right there. Right to life clause, an important UN human rights treaty, must now include a right to abortion. So says a committee of experts charged with monitoring compliance with the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, which most states have ratified. The committee says that governments must decentralize abortion in all circumstances, must, quote, remove existing barriers that deny effective access by women and girls to safe legal abortion, including barriers caused by the result of the exercise of conscientious objection by individual medical providers. So if a individual medical provider has a conscientious objection and that is a barrier, you remove that conscientious objector or that objection of that person. You make them do it, I guess. That's the values and the ethics that Angela Merkel wants. You guys, we've got to come together and defend ourselves collectively, but we can't do it with NATO. We have to embrace the values of the UN. Here's some more UN values. China gets UN approval of their enormous progress on human rights. Now, we just recently had all the people on the left upset because they weren't treating their Muslims very well. They don't care what they do to Christians. They don't care what they do to the Falun Gong. You can take these people and you can do vivisection on them and remove their organs while they're living, or you can plasticize their bodies and put them on tour of the United States. They don't care if it's Christians or it's Falun Gong. But don't you put those Muslims in a concentration camp. And I don't agree with putting the Muslims in a concentration camp. But nobody cares when they do it to any group other than the Muslims. And then, even with this, China is so important to the globalist agenda that they even throw their preferred ethnic group, Muslims, under the bus for China. And they look the other way with this. Now, the Czech Republic has decided that they are not going to be part of another UN value, and that is the Migration Pact. We've already had the United States, Austria, Hungary, many other states have said we're not going to be a part of that. We're not going to sign onto that UN pact that's going to promote international migration. And now we have the Czech Republic as the latest group. The Czech Republic has previously refused an EU plan to assign member states a required number of asylum seekers to accept. The type of thing that they did to flood Greece and Italy, and they could not afford the people that were coming in there. But as Nigel Farage points out, these people did not want to assimilate. They were young men of military age saying, we're refugees. We're coming here. We're not with any families, not with wives or anything, just young men coming there. We understood what that was about. Nevertheless, what you see happening in Germany, German mainstream media, along with Angela Merkel, as Poland is celebrating their 100 years of declared independence as a country this week, as they're holding their parades, celebrating their independence, German mainstream media goes full Antifa. Look at that! These white racists, these ultra-right nationalists, they call Polish families celebrating their independence and freedom ultra-right nationalists. Poland has now been an independent country for 100 years. TV footage shows bridges being filled with red and white flags. They're all racist. They're all right-wing nationalists.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know, and your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products. And we're announcing a mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super Male and Super Female Vitality is incredibly high-quality cold-pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Brain Force Plus, now available, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Medical issues there. What's going on with socialized medicine, Medicare for all? You know, we got a large number of people who are advocating for seniors asking President Trump not for Medicare for all, but don't force seniors to sign up for Medicare in order to get Social Security benefits. This is a bureaucratic order that has come down out of the executive branch, as one of these organizations said. This is neither a law nor a rule. How does this kind of stuff get imposed on us? You know, we have a constitution. That doesn't matter. Supreme Court decisions matter if the left likes the Supreme Court decision. If they don't, they just ignore it. But if they like it, it's the law of the land, and it's never, ever allowed to change, we're told. But we don't have to have laws. We don't even have to have rules by bureaucracies anymore. We just have fiats that come to us. You got to buy this now. And it's absolutely amazing. So I want to talk about that. I also want to talk about some of the things that are happening in and around marijuana legalization with Jeff Sessions, something, a case that he was just involved in, just went down in flames. And we actually have a proposal here in Texas to ease up penalties for having marijuana. A lot of issues coming to the fore on medical marijuana. I'll get to that in just a moment. Because, folks, this really is a legal and constitutional issue. And I can't believe that we've got conservatives who for 47 years have been so adamant about implementing an unconstitutional UN agenda. It's unconstitutional. It's in direct violation of our Constitution. If the Constitution and the Bill of Rights mattered at all, we wouldn't even be having this discussion. It was a UN agenda enacted by Republican Richard Nixon, misguided in its application. Yes, I don't want to see people suffering from drug addiction. But you can't stop it by law enforcement. And 47 years ought to be enough experience to prove to us all that it's not going to work. But it's also corrupted our society. It's corrupted our law enforcement. It's corrupted our prison system. You know, they can take your property without even charging you with a crime, let alone finding you guilty. And so coming up in the next segment, we're going to be talking to Terry LaPointe. She's going to be talking about how they can kidnap your kids without charging you with a crime or giving you due process. I mean, why not? If they can take your possessions, I admit you'll be able to take your kids eventually. We tolerate this kind of stuff and pretend that we're just their slaves and we don't have any human rights. We don't have a bill of rights that recognizes those God-given human rights. They can take anything and everything from us, including our kids. And we deserve it if we're going to act like slaves. Stop letting them tell you what you can and cannot have. You tell them what they can and cannot do. That was what this country was founded on. That was our form of nationalism, Macron. And it's a form of nationalism we're going to take back. Before we get to that, I just want to tell you about the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a blowout special on Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver formula. I never travel without colloidal silver. Whenever I start to feel sick, I use colloidal silver. I take up my dosage of vitamin C and so forth, and it usually works for me. It's very effective at fighting bacterial infections, even viral infections. And you can get Silver Bullet now 67% off and free shipping. We have free shipping store-wide. And some of the other things you can get with that free shipping, also a massive discount, we have Super Male Vitality, 57% off. We have Brain Force, 50% off. Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine, 50% off. Free shipping store-wide. We have a big discount, $123 off the Alexa Pure Pro. That's the big gravity feed water filter from Alexa Pure. $123 off right now and free shipping store-wide. Finally, we have the special just for the listeners of this program, the InfoWars Hexagon Polo. That's a new product we have. It's our golf shirt with the new InfoWars Hexagon logo on it. You can save $10 if you use the code REALNEWS. Just type in Real News at checkout to save $10 off of the new InfoWars Hexagon Polo. Okay, let's talk about healthcare. You know, we had Ocasio-Cortez saying, I don't want to give all this money to Jeff Bezos. But, of course, she doesn't want to do any tax breaks for other businesses either, as we point out. You know, billions of dollars given to him. They could have cut taxes 30% across the board for businesses of every size. But no, she wouldn't support that either, quite frankly. And the rallying cry of all the Democrats this election, the socialists, typically they had a mask of identity politics, and the only policy that they wanted to talk about was, well, give Medicare for all. Well, let's see how that works. When you eventually, because what they're trying to do is make a single-payer health care system like they have in Britain, the NHS, the National Health System. RT reports that a British tourist who was just bitten by a rabid cat while on holiday in Morocco, told the NHS that he was told by them, rather, that he was being paranoid when he went to them feeling sick. They said, go home, buy some anti-itch cream. You don't have rabies. He said, oh, that cat seemed like it was rabid. He was told to purchase E45 skin cream, a product that is used to soothe itchiness. The next day, this individual, Zuri was his name, Omar Zuri, had contacted this out of the country in Morocco. The next day, he had acted as prior to this as a full-time caregiver for his wife. He was admitted to the hospital with a fever. He died 6 days later, 9 weeks after being bitten. And, of course, part of the problem is, this misdiagnosis can happen under any system, can it? Nevertheless, when you're in the NHS system, you don't really you have a very long queue to try to see a doctor. You don't have the ability in many cases to go to a different doctor. And if you want to, it's going to take you a very long time, if you're allowed at all. The poor man begged so many for help, but no one was there for him, said his wife. At the time, he was very angry. He said he wouldn't wish what he was going through on his worst enemy. He died in agony. Our two little kids are heartbroken. But then it gets broader than that. Breitbart reports that 7 in 10 baby deaths or cases of brain damage at birth are caused by bad care at the National Health System. A government-funded study has found that 71% of baby deaths or neonatal brain injuries could have been avoided if the National Health Service in Britain had given better care. 854 suffered brain damage, often due to deprivation of oxygen during labor. And this is not something that is just a problem with Britain. Sweden, which is always held out there as a model. Remember, I talked about in Sweden how they're closing hospitals down left and right. Why? Because they can't handle the additional burden of immigrants. And, you eventually run out of other people's money with socialism. They're running out of their own money. They had a massive stockpile of wealth that they had created when they were operating as a free country. They're starting to run out of that. That was the previous generation's money, and they're now running out of that in Switzerland, in Sweden. So they were closing down hospitals. It's getting so bad that they were giving car delivery classes to pregnant women. Now, that's not the sort of thing where the stork drives your baby up to you with a car. No, they're saying the hospital is so far away, you're not going to be able to make it there once you go into labor. So here's how you deliver a baby in the car. That's their approach to that. Now in the UK, they say one woman whose baby son, Harry, suffered brain damage was told that it's just one of those things. Just one of those things. Yeah, it is one of those things. It's called socialism. You have the head of the DNC, however, saying that when they want to provide universal health care here, which costs $30 trillion, they have no idea how they're going to fund it. Hey, it's not a problem. I just talked yesterday about how the Pentagon, all the money they spent, there's an additional $21 trillion. They don't know where it is. Not a problem. Are we going to ask them for the money? No, not a problem. They just lost it. Just lost it. That's equivalent to our entire national debt. And so, just another $30 trillion. How does that matter? We can have Medicare for all. Well, seniors don't want it.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I want to talk to Terry LaPointe. She has a website, medicalkidnap.com. You know, it's one thing when they take our rights, isn't it? It's another thing when they take our property. And it's yet another thing when they take our kids without due process. They take our rights without due process, and then, of course, they can treat us as their slaves. They don't have to convict us of a crime. They can just confiscate our property under the war on drugs. Under other excuses, they use CPS to medically kidnap our children. And we don't get due process with that either. They say, well, it's not a law. It's just a bureaucracy that's coming here. And they threaten people. They bluff their way through without using the law, without passing any laws. And we need to expose that, folks, and we need to stop being abused by our own government, having even our children stolen from us like slaves. And that's what used to happen during chattel slavery, right? We're going to split up the family. I think we're going to take your kids and we're going to sell them to this other plantation over here. We've got to realize that we're not free before we can do something to stop this. So joining us now is Terry LaPointe. She is a labor doula, a childbirth and breastfeeding educator, an assistant midwife. She holds a BS in cultural anthropology, and she is also a homeschool mom, speaker, writer, and she works at medicalkidnap.com. She has written an article about shaken baby syndrome and talks about the pediatricians that are involved in these medical kidnapping cases, child abuse pediatrician, child abuse specialist. As she points out, they play a special role in medical kidnapping cases. So I wanted her to shed some light on that for all of our audience here. Joining us now is Terry LaPointe. Thank you for joining us, Terry.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us a little bit about these child abuse pediatricians and specialists that CPS uses for their medical kidnapping.
Early on in our investigating medical kidnap stories, we started seeing these doctors come up in many of the cases. Child abuse specialists, child abuse pediatricians, I'd never really heard of such. They are in most of our hospitals. Most of the children's hospitals have a child abuse team, and these doctors' job is to figure out which cases are abuse and which cases aren't, which sounds good. However, more often than not, they find abuse when there's not any. And what we've just recently uncovered, because we've been digging into learning more about who these people are, and there's a group called the Helfer Society, Ray E. Helfer Society, and it's a group of an elite group. Membership is not offered to every child abuse pediatrician. Apparently, you have to be approved to be a member. But this society of doctors has an agenda that is in that. So it comes up on their website that they want to educate the lay public about child abuse and their theories, and they want to do away with these novel, they call them novel theories of what else things could be.
And again, their society is the Helfer Society. It's not Helper. Yes. They're not helping anybody. It's H-E-L-F-E-R Society.
Right.
And as you pointed out, it's an association that these people belong to. Many of them are specialists. They identify themselves as child abuse pediatricians, as specialists, and they testify in these cases against people. And, of course, we have to understand, too, that in most of these cases, like CPS will – confiscate kids based on what one of these abuse pediatricians will say. It's not a court case where you are allowed to be presented with the charges against you and have a formal proceeding where you are able to defend yourself. They just bring in an expert who testifies against you, and you're guilty because you don't have any due process.
Right. And they're actually not experts in anything. They're not experts in orthopedics or radiology or the other neuroscience and all of these things. Their specialty is child abuse. But there are most of the cases that we deal with, there are medical things. There are medical conditions that these children have that these doctors will say, well, no, it's child abuse. It's not these other things. We've had families with 6, 8, 12 reports from other doctors who tell them that it's a medical condition such as osteogenesis imperfecta or Ehlers-Danlos, or they've had some kind of stroke, or they've got some kind of, an infection, all these other things. But the child abuse doctor on one side says, no, it's child abuse. And so the courts literally ignore, and child abuse, child protective services ignores all these other experts on the other side when they're in disagreement with what the child abuse specialist says, and the child abuse specialist pediatrician, they basically decide that you get to lose your kid.
I guess really the issue here is the fact that you don't have a fair hearing. You don't have real due process. So
no.
You have, we've seen this replicated over and over again. When it's a bureaucracy that's coming against you, whether it's the IRS or it's CPS, or even if it's something like the FISA court, you have one individual who goes in and says, well, I want to go after John Doe over here. And they're just making their argument to a judge, or they're making their argument to a bureaucrat. And there is nobody representing the other side. It's like a grand jury indictment. And of course, grand jury indictment, the prosecutor can come in And they can talk to this group of people and present their case, but there's nobody arguing the other side. And so, as everybody, you know, the saying is, you can indict a ham sandwich because there's nobody arguing the other side. Well, there's nobody arguing the other side in these CPS cases. You have a bureaucrat who has a vested interest in seizing the children, and then you have a specialist that they bring in to help them in that task. And there is nobody out there as an independent adjudicator. There's no jury. There's no informing of the person who's being accused so that they can mount a defense. None of that happens.
Right. And we have many times parents who have been dealing with fighting for their kids for 2 years or more, and they've never yet presented their side to anybody, that's to any court or judge or whatever. Their side is being ignored. And there's due process is bypassed, and then they have the ultimate sentence. They lose their children, and they're not being protected. They're being put into foster care where they're at least six times more likely to be abused, molested, raped, or even killed. And they're also able to be used as medical research subjects, medical lab rats, without their parents' knowledge or consent, because the state gives consent on behalf of the parents. That's how they kind of bypass the Nuremberg trials. Nuremberg code. So these children are being subjected to all kinds of horrors, and they're just, like you said, there's no real legal process. Unfortunately, even with the child abuse pediatricians, we see them figure into criminal cases as well. There are people who are in prison. There are people who have been sentenced to many, many years in prison over shaken baby syndrome, especially, even though their child has a diagnosed other condition that would cause those symptoms.
And so when they come in and they look at this, if you have a other physician that shows up to offer a second opinion, they will argue from authority, and they'll say, well, wait a minute, I'm part of this society. I'm part of the Helfer Society, and that makes me an authoritative figure, and your opinion doesn't count, even though you are a physician who has diagnosed some kind of a physical issue. That is just a novel theory, maybe a conspiracy theory, maybe a fake news diagnosis, and we're going to proceed with this because this is what CPS and I agree on.
Right. And this is nothing new. These novel theories that they're talking about.
All right. We got the music cutting in there. We're going to be taking a break, and we'll be right back with Terry LaPointe. And we're going to talk more about medical kidnapping. Her website is medicalkidnap.com. And the organization that writes this news is Health Impact News as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know, and your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products. And we're announcing a mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super Male and Super Female Vitality is incredibly high-quality cold-pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Brain Force Plus, now available, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe.
Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They even know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Perry LaPointe. You can find her articles at Health Impact News, also medicalkidnap.com. You know, we're talking about medical kidnapping. I've talked many times to Marty Gottesfeld and his wife. Just recently convicted, still maintains his innocence. Would like to get President Trump involved in this. It was a case of medical kidnapping at a very reputable hospital, Boston Children's Hospital. And that's not the first time they've been accused of medical kidnapping. Young lady, Justina, was being treated at Tufts University by a physician who had diagnosed a physical condition. She was close to Boston Children's Hospital. I went there for some reason that she needed to go there for something that was fairly minor. They looked at her and they said, "You don't have that medical condition." And they put her in the hospital and would not release her. They diagnosed it as a psychological condition. Very convenient, because the people who diagnosed her with that also had a research grant for that very condition that they diagnosed her with. They withheld treatment from her, and they kept her in the hospital against the wishes of her family, against the wishes of this other doctor from Tufts University. And they were able to keep her there, seriously degraded her health. She was in dire condition. It got to be a fairly famous case. Marty Gottesfeld was accused of, get this, of hacking the website during a fundraiser so they could get attention to this. She was eventually released. But that shows you exactly what Terry LaPointe was talking about, how you have a situation where if CPS wants to keep somebody, they can go out and they can get a doctor or an organization that bills themselves as experts in child abuse. And it doesn't matter if you have another doctor. You don't get a date in court. You don't get a second opinion. Anybody else that comes in, the CPS looks at it. They're the sole judge and jury, and they will work with this other organization to decide whether or not you keep your kid or whether they keep your kid. And that is a very, very dangerous thing. Before we get into shaken baby syndrome, and I want to talk about that a little bit, because that's one of the key places that these people hang out, Terry. But before we do, I've talked to Dwight Mitchell Stop CPS Legally Kidnapping Kids. It is scpslkc.org. So you remember that, Stop CPS Legally Kidnapping Children.org. And of course, he just uses all the initials. He's got an organization to help people when they come across CPS abuse. Are there any that you would recommend to people?
There is a Facebook group called Family Forward Project, run by attorney Connie Reguli out of Tennessee. She's one of the best attorneys that is fighting CPS nationwide. And there's over 10,000 members. Now, there are CPS workers that troll that page, but it is a great page for information and the files. We post things regularly. Follow us on Facebook. People can follow me and you guys. And we're working on getting a network together for people to get more information about all aspects of all of this, because there's so much corruption and so many innocent people being taken with this. Less than 16% of children that are taken by Child Protective Services are taken for reasons of abuse. Less than 16%. And there's only 17% of the allegations nationwide that are even substantiated. And it really doesn't take much to substantiate a claim by Child Protective Services. These lies and these misdiagnoses, wrong diagnoses by these doctors are some of the ways. And then lies by social workers, false allegations, they substantiate things that are not true all the time.
Well, you know, we want to stop people who are abusing their kids. There's no doubt about that. And there's no doubt that happens. But the key thing is that you've got to have due process, because if you don't have due process, then you wind up with governments and bureaucracies that abuse children, governments and bureaucracies that abuse parents. It's a much greater problem if we don't have any legal protection. We have to understand how dangerous an uncontrolled government is. And I think it's very important that we talk about these organizations, because people need to understand that it's not just them. That's what Dwight Mitchell said. He said, I thought they were just coming after me. I thought it was because I was black or I just got a bad person at the CPS or something. But then as he started getting into this, he realized that he wasn't in this alone. This was happening to a lot of people in his area. And then he realized there was a lot of people in his state, a lot of people nationwide. And so it's very important for people to understand how these organizations work, that it is a nationwide problem of abuse from our government. Abuse of children, abuse of families, abuse of parents. And so I think it's, like you pointed out, that Facebook site is very important. These other ones are. Let's talk a little bit now about shaken baby syndrome, because I know you can kill a baby if you shake them hard enough, but this is something different. Explain the difference with this, because there's a very bright line between the types of things that are often accused of abuse with people. Like you point out, only a small percentage of the people are actually when they look at this, actually is physical abuse, and yet they use that as a blanket threat to take away people's rights. You can kill a baby if you shake them hard enough, but this is something else entirely, isn't it?
If you are shaking a baby as hard as you would need to cause the symptoms that they call the triad, and I'm going to that in a minute, the triad is brain bleeding, retinal hemorrhaging behind the eyes, and brain swelling. If you're shaking a baby that hard, what's going to happen to that baby's neck?
You're going to break it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Babies don't have much in terms of muscles. They don't have a football player's neck, and they've got a huge head.
Right. Do you want to guess that you're looking at the syndrome film? Do you want to guess how many of these cases that we've covered and that they've covered where there's neck injury?
How many?
Zero.
Yeah. Yeah.
None.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Wow. That's not even logical.
Wow.
So these symptoms are coming many times from something else. There are people that don't have any history of violence at all. Their parents, they're people that that there's evidence that there's something else going on. Sometimes it's a vaccine injury. Sometimes it's injuries that can happen in birth. Pitocin-induced labor, which is something that most moms have during labor. Some of the side effects of that are retinal hemorrhaging, brain bleeding, and brain swelling, which just coincidentally happened to be the part of the triad of symptoms that when they see it, they say it's shaken baby syndrome. Resuscitation with oxygen can cause some of these same symptoms. There are things like infections. We just had a case out of Arizona where it was an infection. It was something that they knew was an infection, they get started treating with antibiotics, and then they took the kids and accused them of shaken baby syndrome, encephalopathy, brain swelling kind of infection. The antibiotics helped. So,
I guess they not only take the children, but they can accuse the parents of murder, right?
Yes, yes. There are people in prison for this. There are people who have gone to death row for this, and they didn't do anything.
Wow. And it's kind of like what we see with sudden infant death syndrome. I mean, we've had a lot of people who go back and say, that looks like it happened right after somebody had their child vaccinated with multiple vaccines and so forth. It's unexplained and so forth. We have all these different things. Maybe it's the way that you laid your baby in the cradle and all this kind of thing. But they have these two issues, sudden infant death syndrome as well as shaken baby syndrome, I guess, that are being used. That is just a horrific thing. I wasn't aware of the fact that they didn't have any broken necks on these shaken baby syndrome. That's not something I've been informed about. So I'll learn something today.
An attorney, Connie Reguli, pointed out that it is a crime that's never been witnessed. People have seen people shake babies, but those babies don't have the symptoms. The babies with the symptoms, there's not been a single case where that's been witnessed, where they've shaken them and caused the symptoms.
Wow.
Can you even fathom a crime that's never been witnessed?
Yeah, that's amazing. So you're talking about this and about this society, the Helfer Society. As I'm looking at your article here, they're pretty well established here in Texas.
Yes, the president of the Helfer Society is also the head of the child abuse team at Texas Children's Hospital in Houston. And that's a place where a couple of stories that we've covered have come out of. Anaya, the baby that was 4 months old, mistakenly given a Gardasil vaccine that was intended for her older brother. It's never intended to be used on infants. And they ended up taking her baby, or this baby from the mother, Anita, and accusing her of Munchausen syndrome by proxy or medical child abuse, which is where they accuse the parent, usually the mother, of making up these symptoms. But what we have found is when they accuse the mother of Munchausen, it's generally a cover-up for something.
Cover up for their malpractice, and they don't have to be concerned about that. What a tragedy these stories are. I mean, we look at shaken baby syndrome. We look at medical kidnapping that is going on left and right. It's very important for people to understand this, to understand where they can get help, and they can find more information at medicalkidnap.com. Thank you so much for joining us, Terry LaPointe. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
listening to The David Knight Show. Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to continue to talk about health care. You know, we have the, as I pointed out just before we had our interview with Terry LaPointe of medicalkidnap.com. We have the DNC head saying, I don't know how we're going to fund universal health care. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez doesn't know how. They don't care. Just going to do it. We'll figure out how to fund it later. You know, just why not? $30 trillion, who cares? Pentagon doesn't care. Nobody cares. It's just paper money, right? It's only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea of debt. And yet we have, as the Democrats campaigned, Medicare for All, and we were told that was the number one issue. That was really what helped the Democrats. No, it isn't. It's censorship that helped the Democrats. It's stuffing ballots that helped the Democrats. It is stuffing cash in the pockets of the media organizations that helped the Democrats. No, it's Medicare for everybody. They really want that. You've got a lot of people who are retired say, please don't force us to buy Medicare in order to get our Social Security back, a little bit of it back. You know, you don't have an account, Social Security account. It's always been a Ponzi scheme. Somebody else is going to pay that for you. There's no money being put in your account. They set the age of 65. The first person to do it, the German Premier Bismarck, did it because that was a life expectancy. He didn't expect anybody was going to collect money. As the life expectancy went up, they ran into liquidity issues. Who would guess that you'd run into liquidity issues on a Ponzi scheme? And now, just to get that Social Security Ponzi scheme payment, you've got to buy Medicare. And that's something that happened. This should not be the case. You've got, as WND points out, a coalition of organizations ranging from the Competitive Enterprise Institute to the Eagle Forum to the Foundation for Economic Freedom to the Hispanic Leadership Fund are asking President Trump to use his pen and phone, like Obama did, to fix a requirement that Social Security recipients sign up for Medicare hospitalization insurance. They're asking that he allow senior citizens to opt out of Medicare without losing their Social Security benefits that they paid taxes all of their life for. So you pay taxes into this fund, into this Ponzi scheme, and then unless you buy into Medicare, you can't get your Social Security now. This used to not be the case. You could opt out for decades, but in the last 20 years or so, they've made a change. Now, they point out that this is not a law, it's not a rule. Instead, it is a series of executive instructions that were added by previous administrations to the Social Security Administration's Program Operations Manual System, a handbook for SSA employees. And so you've got a list of about 40 different groups all over the place, different states, as well as different think tanks and organizations and ethnic groups and age groups and so forth, asking President Trump, please let us decide for ourselves about our health care instead of shoving it down our throat. Well, you're going to get everything shoved down your throat if it's Medicare for All. The groups contend that the current practice of the Social Security Administration, quote, unlawfully prohibits an individual from receiving their Social Security benefits unless they enroll in Medicare Part A. Welcome to Washington. Now, as we look at these kinds of prohibitions, so come back, I'm going to talk about marijuana and federalism. It's the legal issue that is important. Yes, you should be able to take any kind of medication that you wish. And yes, the Constitution should matter. I'm also going to tell you why our acting attorney general, Matthew Whitaker, is so despised. Oh, they hate him, and for good reason. This is a guy who understands the Constitution. This is a guy, as the acting attorney general, who understands how the judicial system has usurped power. He actually quoted the Founding Fathers. He said the judicial system is supposed to be the weakest of the three branches, and they have become the strongest. They have given themselves this power. They have usurped this power. That's why CNN hates him so much. Why these other people hate him so much. They're coming after you. You got to recuse yourself. You agree in the Constitution. That's a disqualifying factor.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we have the lawsuit regarding the criminal prosecution, not a lawsuit, the criminal prosecution for corruption against Bernie Sanders' wife. That's now been thrown out. That sweetheart land deal, that corruption that was there. Not going to pay attention to that. Do you think if this was President Trump that they would just look the other way? No, no. We have different standards for different people. And as that is happening, as they're just saying, nothing to see here. Let's just move on. In this particular corruption case, you now have Maryland suing to remove the acting attorney general, Whitaker, Matthew Whitaker, as acting attorney general. And it's kind of interesting where this all goes. Maryland is using an unusual legal maneuver, reports Arrowhead, to force a federal judge of the Federal District Court for the District of Maryland. She is a 2010 Obama appointee. So Maryland is having this Obama appointee. They want her to decide who is the legitimate attorney general. Let's see. What do you think she's going to decide? 2 months ago, Maryland's attorney general sued Jeff Sessions as attorney general, seeking a declaration from the court that Obamacare is, in fact, constitutional, even without the tax penalty component, which was repealed by Congress. The lawsuit was an attempt to stop a federal judge in Texas from throwing out the law in its entirety. Now they're asking this judge, Ellen Hollander, this federal district court judge in Maryland, to clarify who is the real attorney general. Well, I think the real attorney general is the one that the president says appoints. That is within his power. But, of course, we have to pretend that none of that matters, right? Just like we had to pretend, and, of course, Jeff Sessions was compliant in that. It's like, oh, DARPA, oh, I can't do anything about DARPA. My hands are tied. I can't do anything about the border. Oh, I guess we'll have to have a lawsuit discussing DARPA. Well, DARPA was never a law. DARPA was never a law. DACA. DARPA. Yeah. Let's throw DARPA out as well. DACA, deferred action. That was Obama's Homeland Security Secretary, Janet Napolitano, saying, I'm not going to take action on illegal immigrants under a certain age. Defer action on childhood arrivals. We're going to make anchor babies all the way up to the age of 31. And so Jeff Sessions says, well, okay, they can sue us in court over that, I guess, and I'll have to argue that in court. What are you going to argue about? There's no law. There's no law to be argued. Just like there was no treaty for TPP, and President Trump could remove us from that. There was no treaty for the Paris Climate Accord. There was no, they didn't go through the process to make a treaty. Obama and John Kerry didn't go to the Senate because they knew they couldn't get it ratified. So they just self-ratified it. That's what Obama said. Well, he self-ratified or created this DREAM Act. They had a lot of different DREAM Acts that went up before the legislature. None of them passed. And so they said, well, we'll make DREAMers. We'll do the DACA Act. Just like you got federal judges out there saying, you can't have extra vetting from people who come in from North Korea or from Venezuela because that's a Muslim ban. Yeah, there were five nations that were predominantly Muslim that were on that ban, five nations that Obama had gone to war without a constitutional declaration with. So we were at war with these nations, but President Trump, and it was Obama who put us at war with them, but President Trump can't say we're going to vet people coming from those nations that we're now at war with unconstitutionally. We're not going to vet the people coming here. And then they say, well, you know, those seven countries include North Korea and Venezuela, but it's a Muslim ban. And so you got all these judges shutting down President Trump. And Jeff Sessions just playing along with this. One of the things I like about Whitaker is that he doesn't play along with this. Let's put this in the context of medical marijuana, because this is a very important legal issue. It is a medical issue. It is a psychological issue. It is, above all, a spiritual issue. It has failed completely and utterly as a law enforcement issue. All that has done is fill up our prisons. All that has done is corrupt our legal system and our police. It's turned our police with civil asset forfeiture into highway robbers, grabbing everybody's property without any charges even being made against people, let alone a conviction. Lets them keep the proceeds by ignoring due process. So that's what the law enforcement approach to drug addiction has given us. Let's talk about what we have lost in terms of legal structures here and what the acting attorney general, Matthew Whitaker, understands. I mean, this guy really gets it. I really like him. This is why he'll be gone in no time at all. They will push him out. This guy is better than Scott Pruitt, quite frankly. And they're going to come after him with everything that they've got. As I point out, the big win in the 2018 midterms was marijuana. Had four states had it on the ballot, one in three of the states, two of them medical marijuana, one of them recreational drug. Utah had medical marijuana initiative pass, even in conservative Utah. Why? It's not a conservative issue. The federal government has no constitutional authority to stop this, and the government shouldn't stop you from using something for medical treatment. It's just that simple. The big fight, they said, going into 2019 will be over something called the States Act. The States Act. Listen to this. The States Act is legislation that would protect individuals in the manufacture, production, possession, distribution, dispensation, administration, or delivery of marijuana. It would protect them from federal prosecution. Now, I ask you, why do we need a States Act? Do we not have a constitution? I missed the time at, when did we repeal the 10th Amendment? I missed that. I really missed that. I never saw that happen. Can somebody please tell me when the 10th Amendment was repealed? I've talked to people. I've interviewed lawyers and so forth. Even lawyers who don't like the drug prohibition. They say, well, you know, we got the Commerce Clause. Well, the Commerce Clause is in the original Constitution. Any amendments that come, even if you believe that the Commerce Clause gives you that power, and that's not what the Commerce Clause is about. The Commerce Clause is saying you can't erect obstacles to commerce between different states, which is what they have done with the health insurance regulations, saying you can't offer health insurance across state lines. President Trump said, we've got to get rid of that. Little Marco Rubio mocked him at the debates and said, lines, you're always talking about these lines. I don't know what these lines are. Well, Marco, read the Commerce Act and you'll understand. Then look at the prohibitions that have been put in unconstitutionally. The Commerce Act was to facilitate commerce, not to restrict it. And so what they're saying is we got the Commerce Act, we can restrict your commerce in drugs. And so I said, that gives us the power to do the war on drugs. No, it doesn't. Because the 10th Amendment came later, and the 10th Amendment said, if you don't have express power to do something, you don't have it. That power is retained by the states and the individuals. And if we forgot to list something, that doesn't mean that we don't have it. You know, this list that we have of rights that we've enumerated is not restrictive. It's just these are some that we've listed, but we still retain all those other rights that we haven't listed, you know, like the right to be able to move freely, even though there's no constitutional amendment to give us freedom of movement, freedom of mobility. They attack the ones that we do have expressly written there. Or free speech is under attack. Our Second Amendment rights, our freedom to defend ourselves, that's under attack all the time. And they pretend that there is no such thing as the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. And so we have this States Act. Rand Paul is signing on to it. That's great. But what about the Tenth Amendment? Come on. The 18th Amendment was there because the people who wanted to prohibit alcohol said, we understand we don't have the constitutional power to prohibit alcohol. That was only in the 1930s. So when did the Constitution? The Constitution didn't change. That's why we don't need a constitutional convention. Because these people are dishonest. Dishonest. I tell you what. The problem we have are the people that have taken an oath to the Constitution and then have absolutely no respect for it. That's the problem. It isn't the Constitution. It's the politicians that's the problem.
You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know, and your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products. And we're announcing a mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super Male and Super Female Vitality is incredibly high-quality cold-pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Brain Force Plus, now available, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It's sold out for another month and a half.
We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Again, I understand the problem of addiction. I also understand that it has been totally fruitless. It has damaged our country. It has damaged individuals. It hasn't helped anybody. It's created, in fact, far more dangerous versions of drugs to be abused. But the violence that it's done to our legal system, to the Constitution, is amazing. And I think the States Act is being put out there. It's being introduced by Cory Gardner, a Republican senator from Colorado, Rand Paul, in addition to Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker. And I just want to grab them and say, what about the 10th Amendment? Just tell people to obey the 10th Amendment, you politicians. The 10th Amendment and the 18th Amendment tell us that there is no constitutional authority for any federal agency to prohibit alcohol, no authority for them to prohibit pot or anything else. It is to be decided at the state level. You know, after they prohibited alcohol, then made it legal again. Again, two constitutional amendments. That's when they respected the Constitution. The most dangerous thing to us right now is the fact that we have a lawless government. Lawless. Absolutely lawless. Unaccountable to the Constitution or anything else. And you think that you're going to pass a States Act and now they're going to leave people alone? They'll find some other loophole. If they don't respect the Constitution, they're not going to respect your stupid States Act. The 9th and 10th Amendment are the States Act. And so what they're trying to do is carve out a little bit of an exemption here for marijuana. Because we've gone from a situation where we had, under the 10th Amendment, said, we have retained all these freedoms, and so have the states retained their power and haven't abdicated it to the federal government. Now we have a situation where everything is prohibited unless expressly permitted. I mean, that's basically what the FDA is. All medicine is prohibited unless the FDA says you can have that medicine. They've turned us into their slaves. It's just pathetic that we see this. Now, we have a jury in Colorado. This was a case that was brought by somebody with ties, a law firm with ties to former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions. A couple of people in Colorado that owned land adjacent to a marijuana growing facility. And these people were represented by a Washington, D.C.-based law firm with ties to Jeff Sessions. And they brought a RICO lawsuit against people who are legally growing marijuana in Colorado where it has been legalized. Jeff Sessions had no respect for the Constitution, none whatsoever. He just cut the 10th Amendment out. And then they added in the RICO statute, which lets them confiscate property from people without convicting them of a crime. Oh, that cuts out another amendment in the Constitution for due process. If the lawsuit had been successful, it would have created a blueprint for opponents of marijuana legalization to dismantle the industry through civil cases brought under federal anti-racketeering laws, under RICO. If they had won, they could collect three times the amount of damages that the jurors fined plus attorney's fees, meaning that the marijuana businesses could be on the hook for million-dollar payouts over simple property disputes. This is the underhanded tactic of people like Jeff Sessions, who has no respect for the Constitution, no respect for our rights of due process, stepping up the civil asset forfeiture program using RICO against somebody who is lawfully growing marijuana in Colorado. The jurors deliberated for about half a day before they reached a verdict and threw it out. Good for them. There have been similar RICO cases brought in Oregon and Massachusetts. Neither of them have been successful either. And here in Texas, we have a Texas legislature. There's been a bill introduced in the House by a Democrat out of El Paso. If it becomes law, it would reduce the penalties for marijuana to a civil infraction punishable by a maximum $250 fine. There shouldn't be any fine at all. None of your business. Right now, however, it is a Class B misdemeanor. You can get $2,000 penalty and 6 months in jail. So they cut off the jail penalty and they reduce the financial penalty by about 90%. 41,000 people have been convicted of marijuana possession in Texas in the last year, August 2017, 2018. It's a racket, folks. That's where your racketeering is coming. That's where your racketeering influence and corruption is really coming from. The federal government is a racket, not just with war, but with the war on drugs. You know, Smedley Butler talked about that yesterday. He said, war is a racket. There's only two things worth fighting for, your home and the Constitution. And they have shredded the Constitution. They will seize your home under the war on drugs. Like I said yesterday, you know, patriotism, that's defending your home. And nationalism, that's defending your Constitution, our legal system. How dare Emmanuel Macron attack those things? What a demagogue he is. But Matthew Whitaker, listen to this guy, what he has to say. And this is coming from CNN. They hate him. Listen to this. Matthew Whitaker, the new acting attorney general, has said that states have the right to nullify federal law, but they need the political courage to do so. Wow. He's 100% right. You got to have some political courage. He said, as a principle, it has been turned down by the courts and our federal government has not recognized it. He said, as he was taking questions, we now need to remember that states set up the federal government and not vice versa. Yes. The federal government was a creature of the states, and the states said, we have ceded certain things to you, but only the things that we have explicitly given to you do you have any power over. The Ninth and Tenth Amendment. He's actually talking about the Tenth Amendment and the Ninth Amendment that Jeff Sessions just ripped to shreds, ripped right out of the Constitution. Now, this is the acting Attorney General Whitaker. He said, we need to remember states set up the federal government, not vice versa. Also, the question is, do we have the political courage in the state of Iowa or some other state to nullify Obamacare and to pay the consequences for that? The federal government's done a very good job about tying goodies to our compliance with federal programs, whether it's the Department of Education, Obamacare with its generous Medicare and Medicaid dollars and the like. He said, but I do believe in nullification. This guy is spot on. They're going to come after him with every dirty trick, and they already are. They already are. I'll tell you something else he had to say. He said he also believed the courts were an inferior branch of the federal government. Well, he agrees with the most statist of the founding fathers, Alexander Hamilton. They all said that. They all said that. He's read not only the Constitution, but he's also read the founding fathers, Matthew Whitaker has. He said they have become more powerful than the other two branches because the other two branches lack the political courage to stand up. He is exactly right. It's exactly right. He said the federal government is smart. What have they done? They attach strength. They don't just pass a law and mandate that a state does something. They say, if we really want you to expand Medicaid, for example, we pull strings attached. Then we're going to pay for 95% of that or whatever. Very, very important. I wanted to get into the fire stuff because we're going to be joined in the next segment by Richard Sachs of LostArtsRadio.com. I wanted to talk a little bit about the fire issue. I only got 45 seconds left, so I don't have time to play the video, but we'll play a little bit of that as we come back. We're going to talk about how did the fire start? What made it worse? What poured gasoline on the fire? You know, there's a lot of ideas about what might have started that fire. And actually, there's some massive contamination there at the Woolsey Fire. The Santa Susana Field Lab was a site that was supposed to be cleaned up by the EPA a long time ago. They never did start it. And now, as it got burnt, it might have been a possible source of that fire. But as it got burnt, it is releasing toxic materials, very, very toxic materials, in the atmosphere. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water, So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Propaganda. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. It's a tragedy that's been unfolding for quite some time now in California. It's not the first time we've seen this, actually, either. It's raised a lot of questions from a lot of people. President Trump got into a fight with Brown, as well as Maxine Waters, as well as with another representative calling him out on the fact that he was talking about mismanagement. But there's a lot of different issues here. You know, when I look at this situation, like I said, if we think about it as kind of a human body, you know, we got a situation where we're constantly being exposed to toxins in our environment or bacteria or viruses. If we have a healthy immune system, we can fight that and we can control that before it gets out of control. And so there's a lot of different questions about these fires in California. Number one, how did they start? That's kind of like who exposed you to something? It's important to know that because if we have an outbreak of disease, we need to know who patient zero is. We also need to know if it's something that's malicious. And so there's been some speculation by some people that this might be malicious. It could be arson. It could be It could be incompetence by the power company with the electric grid. It could be deliberate with directed energy weapons to try to force people off the land with Agenda 21 and so forth. That's something that came up the last time we had these fires about, I guess it was, what, about a year ago or so, last October. We had about 170 fires that started. They blamed it on things that happened at three electrical stations in the grid. We'll talk about that coming up here with Richard Sachs of Lost Arts Radio. He contacted me, wanted to talk about some of these issues. There's also other issues as well. How come the immune system there so weak in terms of, you know, being so dry? Think about it that way. Why are the forests so dry that when it gets exposed to a stimulus like that, a fire, that it can't control that naturally? Is it man-made global warming, as the Democrats are saying? Is it geoengineering, as many of us suspect, that is making the forest dry? Or is it just a natural cycle? And then it comes to treatment issues. You know, we've had situations where Obama took away the medical treatment for forest fires a few years ago. I'll tell you how that works. President Trump is talking about things that have been done from a bureaucratic standpoint that actually exacerbate the fire once it gets started. So you got all these different things. How did it start? What's the matter? Why is everything so dry? And then what is it that the bureaucracy is doing to exacerbate this? So I want to touch on all these different issues with Richard Sachs. Again, he is an independent holistic health scientist. He began in 1965 trying to figure out health issues that were challenging in him, and as part of that, he is now helping other people. You can find out information about Richard and about his program at lostartsradio.com. Thank you for joining us, Richard.
Hey, David. Thanks for having me on. It's a great show today. I've been able to watch most of it.
Oh, thank you.
Whitaker sounds fantastic. But
let's talk, before we start talking about how the fires start, why don't we start with the immune system? Because I know you wanted to talk about geoengineering. You know, we've got the Democrats saying, well, it's man-made global warming. They blame everything on man-made global warming. But we know that there's geoengineering. I mean, the Chinese are actually out there bragging about it. You know, they'll sign treaties with the U.S. and then they'll try to tamp it down and say, no, it doesn't really exist. Chinese right. are bragging about it. We know it exists. I mean, is it something that's natural? Is it man-made global warming, or is it geoengineering that's being done deliberately?
Well, first of all, just 1 second of full disclosure here. I'm not a fire specialist or anything like that, but sure. during the more than 50 years of health research, the last 20 or so, I got into a study of what the global rulers are doing, and connecting a lot of dots at InfoWars was really helpful. I did a lot of my own research. And so I look at these things like the fires from a little bit different point of view. And the reason I contacted you and asked for a chance to make a couple of comments is that President Trump, who I really support because of his attitude and his motive, and not because he's absolutely right on everything like shooting missiles into Syria and stuff, but because his attitude makes him a global treasure. And that's why everybody's, you know, the system is attacking him. But anyway, I heard him say, and Travis was talking about this on your show, that it was because of bad management of the forest, which I'm sure is partly true, because if you let the tinder build up really deep and never do anything about it, it makes a good material to burn. But there's a bigger reason for these fires. And I'm talking fast because I've a lot to tell you, and I want to pack it into a few minutes here. But first of all, on the forest management, that should have the caveat, absolutely no toxic chemicals like Roundup and other sprays put in the forest at all. What they should do if they really want to manage it, excuse me, is to grind up the tinder and make it into a mulch and leave it there. And that way it would fertilize the soil, save water, save a lot of money for the Forest Service. It would be a tremendous improvement over what they're doing now. But Brown, Governor Jerry Brown, who has done so much damage in California, is just indescribable, you know, especially to children with the forced vaccination stuff and sanctuary state nonsense, which the fact that anybody goes along with that is incredible. But Brown said, no, it's not mismanagement, it's climate change, which on his part was just a chance to blame every problem in the world on climate change so that you'll give up your rights, stop using energy, and beg for tyranny, which I understand that. But in a funny way, and I made a video on this yesterday, I think Governor Brown is right. And there is man-made climate change. I think I want to be really clear that I believe that 100% and that it's a danger to every life form on the planet. And the name of it is geoengineering.
Yeah, I agree.
And that has been, I've had the privilege of working with Dane Wigington and Russ Tanner for a while on Geoengineering Watch Radio, which is no longer on the air as far as I know. But that was about 5 years ago, and we got to watch the storms coming in off the Pacific on radar. And just about when they would hit the coast, these swarms of planes would come in, and you could see the trails of what they were spraying, solid particulates. Those white lines are not ice crystals like the Weather Service and everybody tries to say. And as they sprayed in front of the storm, it dissipated and came together again. Yeah, your picture's great. Thank you. Mm-hmm. It came together again.
We've all seen movies of this. As a matter of fact, I think we were at the conference that Steve Quayle had, and Steve Quayle had a clip from Geoengineering Watch and movies of them, you know, deliberately spraying this massive amount of spraying that was going on. There's another example of
exactly. You know, which travel route are those guys on, right?
And I think those pilots are drunk or something. You know, the other thing that's interesting too. Yeah, there's something else that's interesting about that as well. You know, we had an app, actually a small documentary called Skyder Alert, and they tied it with that, and they put out an app on your phone. If you saw chemtrails like this, a massive cross hatching of contrails like that, you take a picture of it. And what they did was they did crowdsource research. They found that in areas where that occurred, that the temperature went up. So they're actually creating localized areas of global warming. So they are engineering that. They have conferences, geoengineering conferences, and what they put out in papers is that who gets to set the thermostat? We're going to have a dispute between different countries as to who sets the thermostat.
Exactly. And remember that as far as understanding it with the bigger picture in mind, their interest is to create as destabilized weather systems as they possibly can. Because if people are totally panicked about climate change and they can see it becoming totally abnormal, which it is, with these polar vortices and things that didn't exist before, then they can say, well, yeah, we didn't want to tell you, but climate change is really bad. It's worse than we said. But we have the answer, and here's the tyranny that's going to protect you from it. So I think these guys are just working right into all the other programs.
They need a global problem so they can present you with a global government. They can have a global tax to fund that global government. It's a, you know, problem solution that is there. And there's a common thread amongst all of this stuff. You know, we look at this and say, well, is it incompetence or is it maliciousness? When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the incompetence and maliciousness. Stay with us. We're going to look at some other aspects of this with Richard Sachs, at Lost Art Radio. Lost Arts Radio.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromide, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But
chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know, and your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products. And we're announcing a mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super Male and Super Female Vitality is incredibly high-quality cold-pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Brain Force Plus, now available, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Richard Sachs of LostArtsRadio.com. As Richard pointed out, he's not an expert on fires, but I've talked to experts on forestry, and quite frankly, they agree with President Trump. And we got three different issues here, and we just talked about one of those. First of all, how did the fires start? And we're going to talk about that in this segment with Richard. We talked in the last segment about, you know, this is you're presented with an issue. Maybe it's lightning. Maybe it's arson from somebody. Maybe it's electric utilities, or maybe it is directed energy weapons, or, you know, something of that sort. Maybe that's what is the impulse. But if it's a healthy forest, it can handle that. Now, if the forest is dried out because of a climate, that could be something that's natural. It could be something that is man-made global warming, or it could be geoengineering. We know geoengineering is going on. We know that that is. We've measured that. We've seen that it creates warming. We know that it drops hazardous chemicals, not just on the forest, but on us. And so we know that they are changing the climate directly. I mean, we look at these different issues. Is it something that's natural? Is it something that is based on incompetence? We don't really understand what's going on. That's, you know, a lot of people say, well, that's man-made global warming. People just haven't woken up to the problem, and they don't really realize what's happening with us. But no, I think it's actually more directed and it's more malicious. It's geoengineering. So I agree with Richard. That's why I wanted to get him on. And then there's the other issue. You know, once you have a, let's say, a weak ecosystem because it's dry, and you have an impulse, a fire, and it starts to, then what happens at that point? How do you put it out? I think President Trump was right to talk about the treatment aspect of it. He maybe should have waited as people were dealing with the grief of what they had lost, family members that were lost, property that was lost. Nevertheless, he was absolutely right. I had an uncle who was a forestry professor, and he told me this decades ago. He said they've made the conscious decision not to put this stuff out. We have a guy, and let me just take a second here, Richard, and tell them what Merrill Matthews of the Institute for Policy Innovation said. He said, for decades, U.S. Forest Service allowed logging companies to enter forests and clear out dead, stressed, diseased trees and underbrush, all of which are kindling for wildfires. He pointed out that between 1960 and 1990, about 10 billion to 12 billion board feet of timber were removed annually from national forests, but there's been a steady decline since. That's left forests filled with dead, diseased trees. Even the U.S. Forest Service warned as recently as last December that in California, trees that had died because of drought and bark beetles totaled 129 million or 8.9 million acres. And so you have this fuel that is thrown on the fire. President Trump is exactly right about that. That is, you could chalk that up to incompetence of a bureaucracy, or you could chalk that up to maliciousness. I think it is malicious. I think there is a conscious decision based on Agenda 21. I'll see what do you think, Richard? I think they want these fires to get out of control. It happened in North Carolina in the Gatlinburg area where my family used to go all the time. Very unusual fire that they had a year or two ago. I think it's been 2 years now. You had the government official come out and say, well, you know, you shouldn't have any houses that are close to natural areas because we're just going to let these things burn. You pointed out that they ought to go in and chip that stuff up so that it's not dangerous. But, I mean, we could go in and build houses out of some of the standing wood, but they've taken a different approach.
Right. You really don't have to take it out of the forest at all. If you turn it into a mulch, it's not a fire hazard. The whole thing is solved that way. And you just make a rule, no more hazardous chemicals masquerading as forest management at all. That's the end of that. And the other thing is that, we have military forces, including an Air Force, to protect us from attacks nationally. This is an ongoing chemical air raid. It not only controls the weather and messes it up, can make it warmer or colder. They can do chemical ice nucleation and make hailstorms at 70 degrees. I've seen that. But they also dump explosive metal dust all over the forest. They've been doing that now for decades. So whatever causes a fire at that point, it's not going to burn normally anymore. This is a chemical air raid going on over the U.S. and most of the world now every day. To let that go and not, I'm not saying any violence or anything, but just use the Air Force to very nicely make those planes land, arrest the pilots, find out who their bosses are, the whole problem would be over in one day.
And we've had whistleblowers talk about it. We've had a lady, I can't remember her name, she was a whistleblower saying, yeah, I was on a plane that was dumping that stuff. And we've had people say, look at all the barium and aluminum that we're now suddenly finding in the water. So there are measurable traces of these chemicals that are being dropped out. We can see the effect of a lot of these things. There's a lot of different aspects of this. Talk a little bit about, you have any opinion about how these fires started? We're seeing a lot of information coming out in the last 24 hours, again, blaming it on electric utility companies. We saw this back in October 2017. There were 170 fires that started spontaneously in a lot of different places all at once, and yet they said, well, it was three fires that were started.
Coincidental.
Right.
It's interesting because it's not a single issue. That when the forests burn in an explosive, unnaturally hot manner, I think that's because it's saturated with metal dust, and that's on purpose. But there's another thing going on connected with Agenda 21, and there are houses. This happened in Santa Rosa. It just happened in Paradise. It's happening in Southern California. They can now target a house, have it burn way hotter than it could possibly burn in a natural fire, melting metal and glass. And then the plants that are 5-10 feet away are untouched. Plastic water jugs don't melt when they're right next to the fire. This suggests some kind of intentional, possibly directed energy weapon starting. But I don't have personal proof of that. I know some of the people that have been posting videos about it, there are questions about whether those were realistic or not, or actually faked. I don't know. It could be discredited by putting up some fake ones, but it's really clear that they're clearing out whole subdivisions and leaving the plants in between the houses untouched, and then changing the zoning in cases like Santa Rosa so the people can't move back in. I don't think that's all coincidence.
Yeah, and we know that directed energy weapons is not a fantasy or a conspiracy theory. I mean, there's History Channel documentaries about directed energy weapons.
Exactly.
Matter of fact, you're going back to the Panama the Panama invasion, Panama Canal invasion, that under George H.W. Bush. There was a documentary done at the time, Panama Deception. And they had eyewitness testimony of people saying, yeah, we saw these cars incinerated with people inside of them. They also
So I just wanted to mention that if you had a president like the one that we have now, who would actually use the military for this legitimate purpose to get this stopped overnight, the calling it a conspiracy theory would be over, because you would have the pilots in custody and you would very quickly find out the power structure behind it. Of course, this might upset the global rulers a little bit, but it would definitely expose that the media is out there just trying to keep everybody totally unaware of what's actually going on.
Well, you know, I mean, there are conspiracies out there. And there aren't, it doesn't have to be a theory. I mean, that is one of the most frequently applied charges by the Justice Department. They charge anybody committing a crime, if there's more than two people involved and they're working together, they charge them with conspiracy in addition to whatever the crime is.
Right, and, it's a real crime. It's not imaginary.
Yeah, I mean, we understand that there is an agenda out there. I mean, the UN is public with the agenda, the different ways that they want to reorder our society and so forth. We know that they've moved very hard to impose these types of things. And, you know, as I look at what happens in the areas where these fires spill out, especially in the forests that are purportedly managed by the government, it destroys the communities. And I was going to play a clip before you came on, but I ran out of time. Tad Haupt was a logger up in Oregon. This is a guy who had worked all of his life as a lumberjack. He'd saved up his money. He had a plot of land, and it spilled out of the federal land and destroyed everything that he had. And he was ready to retire, and he didn't have any insurance that could cover that type of loss.
Yeah, and so if they keep blocking the water long enough, nobody's going to be able to live in California.
Yeah.
Until they bring back the people they want to give it to.
That's right.
I think it's time that people connect all the dots. And not just connect it to understand it, but start acting on the solutions, because time is really precious right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of motivations to get people off of not only the rural areas. I mean, that was what was going on with the Bundys. You know, they were trying to confiscate their property. I've talked to loggers as well as miners and ranchers and so forth. But the loggers are seeing this in terms of the forest fire. They understand how they, with their policies, have essentially poured gasoline on the fires, regardless of how they have started. They've poured gasoline on them. You actually had Obama, as he was militarizing all these different police departments, he was withholding firefighting equipment that had typically been surplus military equipment to the rural front lines for people working on it. But you're absolutely right. We know that they're dumping chemicals into the forest. They're dumping them into the cities as well. They're controlling the weather. That needs to be understood. It needs to be called out, and President Trump needs to be aware of that. Thank you so much for joining us, Richard Sacks. And again, you can find out more about Richard at LostArtsRadio.com. That's our program for today. Thank you for joining us.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select storable foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, weak emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by my Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.